Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Tuesday, October 11, 2022, and it is 6 p.m. First order is establish a quorum.
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome everyone to the October 11th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning or conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into Evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is a review and action of the September 12, 2022 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
To approve September 12th minutes.
Have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
We do have a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. We will move on to public hearing and final vote. First item up is 22026. But before we get to that, do we want to consider a limit of time for speakers?
Motion for 4 minutes for the speakers, not including the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Got a second from George. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. So 22026 rezone, Colin Corey, rezone nine parcels. Scott?
And just so we understand the motion, anybody that's a party of the case, involved with the case or the application is not under that 4 minute limit.
Correct. So, yeah. Correct.
So on September the 12th, 2022, the Planning Commission moved to postpone rezone application 2226 to the October 11th, 2022 meeting for the applicant to revise the lot amendment presented in the application. The existing property is zoned R1, single-family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1, single-family nightly rental district. And I'll go through the same PowerPoint that you guys saw that night and then show you. There's our current zoning layer. Of course, this shows all the lot numbers. Sewer district lines, the old plat. Here's what you saw as the proposed amended plat for all those lots. And that one's not very clear, but I'll pull it up as a PDF. And here they are side by side showing all those lots. And I tried to darken it the best I could, but with that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Colin Corey, and first off, thank you for having me. Of course, it happens. Thank you so much. Sorry I couldn't make the last hearing. My wife and I were celebrating her mother's and father's anniversary, and happy wife, happy life. So I chose that over this, but glad to be here. What I took from the last meeting, though, was your feedback. And, Randy, I think you and I talked on the phone. Scott and you and I have been having a couple conversations as well. But we applied the feedback in more detail around the ask with both the right-of-way, the number of lots. I had 30 lots, 28-plus lots out there. Right now you'll see 20. A couple of things, and is it okay if I go over to the screen?
Absolutely.
So a couple of things that I just want to call out. There's a small lot right here that would be probably better suited to move and be included in this lot and have that one. So that would show you 19 total lots. Now, this right-of-way is that 50-foot right-of-way that was requested. And the average lot size is about 10,000 square feet. The average home size, I think, would be around three bedrooms, three baths. 2,000 to 2,500 square feet. My wife and I, we want to have our house up here, this lot towards the bottom of the screen. It's about 20,000 square feet. We have a bigger family, so we'd probably put a five-bedroom, five-bath house up there for us. But the lots are small enough that we don't think that would suffice for every lot out there. So again, more of the three-bedroom, three-bath. The whole area itself, Randy, you and I actually had this suggestion where where Amherst and 76 merge or meet. That's not an easy way to get in and out of for boats and toys, ATVs and that kind of stuff. So I haven't talked to the individuals that have started that RV park just the east of us, but they do have boat and RV stores there. So I'd like to leverage their boat and ATV or RV storage for anybody that would like to leverage or stay within these houses. And again, my wife and I, we don't want to own all of them. We probably want to have four or five of the homes up there, but also want people to have the flexibility that they can have the house, they want to rent it out, they can as an active rental. So that's the request that we have currently to rezone it. A couple other call-outs for the infrastructure itself, and this is technical for me, but not technical for one of my guests, is Chris. So if you do have questions around, there's a 6-inch water line that we want to add to that area, and obviously the right of way and stuff. Chris can get to some of those specifics if you have questions about that.
Any further comments, questions for the applicant?
The lots on the far right side that access the other road, is that part of it also?
These lots right here? Yeah, Hillcrest ends about right here, and you can, if you've been up there lately, this is all cleared out and graveled. So, you know, access to these two lots, not too worried about the ones back here because I can do a private drive, but access to these two lots, so I'll have to figure out with Dusty Sears and MoDOT. Dusty did also suggest there's three access points here. You have Amherst, comes to the west. You have this additional one that's not, I don't think, rarely used, and you have Hillcrest. That middle one, Dusty said it'd probably be best to just alleviate that altogether and improve Amherst and improve Hillcrest. So he had some suggestions that were working with MoDOT on as well. Did that answer your question, Randy?
Well, I was just curious about access. Hillcrest doesn't have very wide right-of-way.
It doesn't, right.
That was my concern, is access to them lots with a narrow road.
Worst-case scenario, this is an overgrown road that's there right now that's coming down the middle, you know, either a private drive or maybe even try to tap in through one of these other lots if Hillcrest isn't an option.
So basically, you'd only access two lots on Hillcrest. These lots to the south that are on Hillcrest could access through this road.
Right. Correct, Scott.
Do you see that, Randy? Because that one would incorporate in right here.
Right.
But then you'd have two actual lots that would have to go up that 20-foot right-of-way that's currently platted for Hillcrest.
If I may.
Sure.
My name is Chris Boone with Cochran. one thing I wanted to acknowledge as well is, as far as that 50-foot right-of-way that you require, we are, as part of this plat, dedicating our half on Hillcrest for that right-of-way, and that's what's reflected on this drawing as well, the additional 15 feet from our side. Obviously, we can't dedicate on the opposite side of the road.
What's on the other side of the road currently?
So you have the RV park, and then it's just this vacant land.
David, that's Shore's property. So actually, this lot would be accessed by a 35-foot road right-of-way, correct? Because you'd give up 15 feet here.
That's correct.
You'd be taking an extra 15 feet off of that lot, making it deeper by going all the way to that, because you're going to eliminate that right-of-way in the middle. So that lot would look something like that. You can't eminent domain that gentleman's property, but then you just have basically one lot that would be accessed by the 20-foot right-of-way. And then again down here, you have the same scenario where you're going to do these, and I'm not dragging there.
And we actually already have those, that's already shown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're already showing, pushing that back to.
So, and that's what the anticipation on the property to the other side of the road develops. You'll want to gain the rest of that right away at that point.
And then this little lot that was proposed would go away.
Right.
Okay.
All right, let's see who's in the audience. So do we have anybody else in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Sir, you want to come on up?
Four minutes.
Already started. Hurry.
All right, no, 4 minutes. And you said for the application. So I'm Rod Glaze, 195 Amherst. I'm contiguous there. I'm the Horseshoe property. First and foremost, I just want to make it clear, I really do support this project. It's the best one that's presented ever. Secondly, I want to just bring one thing back to the P&Z committee, and that is the safety issue, which I've said numerous times. It's a big deal, and so I hope we continue to look at that. And then the third thing is I just kind of want to ask about the ingress of Amherst from 76 there. That's the only real question I have. Are we going to fix that? I don't know how to direct that. Sorry.
I guess ask us and they'll respond. Actually, they'll respond when they come back up. So if they'll
so
take
the,
it out.
The ingress on 76 is horrible, with a big dip there, and it's split between MoDOT and the county. And if you look down, there's the next one, and then there's Hillcrest. And I don't know what's going to happen with. We've got to clean that up somehow, because it's still that when you get into that, it's getting worse and worse and worse, and it's never been really addressed because there hasn't been enough people to really talk about it. But with this influx of people and construction and all that, I think we need to fix all that first, or at least during the process, so that there's safety for everybody coming in and out. There's a lot of people coming in and out of there now. I mean, Billy and I are hardly a problem. Or I'm not. But just a joke. Anyway, that's it for me, just about the ingress and egress.
All right. Thank you.
So that was part of what Dusty had suggested. So to your exact point, when it needed to be improved, that entrance into Amherst. So Dusty's suggestion was, this is a pretty good drop off to this creek. Dusty suggested improving to the east, so widening this entrance right here into, we have our road obviously, but it would also support improvement to Amherst as well. It is a pretty good dip, but Dusty suggested to go east with it. But I think it's 18 feet right now, so Dusty was just in code. He suggested we work with them all.
Okay. Anyone else in the audience signed up to speak on behalf of the application?